Time for the Astrology Hour on KFOX. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on this, a very important week and two-week period as we enter a whole new cycle of rebirth and renewal on this planet in this, the obvious age of Aquarius. And if you never believed in astrology or metaphysics before, look around you and watch the world change. The world is breathing. It is rebirthing. We're having all kinds of geographical, geological changes and physiological and political and ideological changes all over this planet. And so there is hope and there is faith that things can work out for the better, okay? And that's why I believe. I believe in God. I believe in the spirit of God. I believe in the spirit of Christmas. And I also want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, no matter what time of the year this might be, in case the show's ever replayed again. But it is a very important time, and I'm really happy that we're going into the new year with Mars in Sagittarius, which should soften things quite a bit, and at least until Mars hits Capricorn. Yeah, today we're going to talk about the chakras, and we're going to talk about chakra focus, and I'm going to try to help you figure out where your chakra focus is on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to give you some information on what the chakras mean. If you don't know what chakras are, they're like the soul skeleton, the spiritual centers of the body. The only way we can analyze or identify the connection between the body and the soul are the seven centers of energy that exist in the body. One we sit on called the root chakra, one right by the lower intestines called the spleen chakra, one near the tummy, which is the stomach chakra, one right on the solar plexus, which is the heart chakra, and then we have the one in the throat, which is the throat chakra, the one on the forehead, which is the brow chakra, and one on top of the head, which is the crown chakra. So if you have any information on chakras, I bid you to participate in this show, because I don't claim to know everything there is to know about these exciting energy centers. But at least we'll try to talk about focus. Okay, let's try and go 25 minutes commercial free here and talk about the chakras. As we live our lives on a day-to-day basis, very few of us oftentimes are aware of what our focus is. Had you ever considered that? You know, when we go through life on a day-to-day basis, it's funny how we go through a lot of changes in the day. I actually try to keep a higher chakra focus, which means I try to bring my energy focus up to my higher chakras, particularly my heart, my throat, my brow, or my crown on a regular basis. And I'll explain to you what this means in a moment. Because then my day is more blissful. Because see, when you take your focus, your energy focus, which actually goes from your left brain into your right brain, because when you're a left brain individual, and left brain actually is the conscious mind, it is the logical mind, and the right brain is the psychic mind and the intuitive mind. Well, when you go from your left brain, which is the part of you that worries, that analyzes, that figures, that scopes out, and whatever, into your right brain that flows like a river, then you raise the focus of your chakras from the lower chakras, which rule the mundane, the material, the power, the money, the lust, and whatever, the obsessions, the selfishness, the greed, the anxiety, the pain, the fear, into the higher chakra vibration, which is much more blissful. Now, obviously, a lot of us stay in lower chakra focus, because if you drink lots of coffee, and if you smoke cigarettes, and if you eat lots of red meat, and if you live in a toxic environment, or you live in an environment where everyone around you has a lower chakra focus, then it's going to be difficult for you to raise your energy focus to those higher chakras. A lot of people have bought the Celestite, which is what I use to raise my chakra energies and my focus during the show, when I meditate, or anytime during the day. And what it does is it aligns my chakras and allows me to have a higher chakra focus in my right brain. And this is what allows me to access some of the sacred knowledge of astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness, for example, during the show. A lot of people don't know this, but when I go on the air every day, I go on the air with very little preparation. And obviously, if the formula did not work, then the show would have went off years ago. Instead, we're going to be on the air for six full years in April. And obviously the formula works. A lot of people would be frightened to do that on the radio, do a show with topics and hope and pray to God that you have enough to say for a half hour or an hour without sounding like an idiot. But what happens is I trust my higher self, and I live a sober lifestyle, and I don't smoke or drink coffee, and I keep the red meat down to a minimum, if not at all. And I also meditate and pray and visualize and exude confidence and happiness as much as possible, because these are energies. Okay, these are energies that restore a spiritual priority to your lifestyle and allow the focus of your chakras to be at a higher vibration. Now, I am not perfect, and I will slip. My chakra focus does not remain all day long. People that know me will confirm this. It does not retain at the heart, at the throat, and at the brow and the crown levels all day long. But during the show, it does. Sometimes you might hear some sexual innuendos in my conversation where my focus might slip down momentarily, and then hopefully it'll come back up. But see, I'm just human like everybody else too. The important part of this topic is to, number one, try to make you aware that we all have a chakra focus, which means depending on how you live your life, the fact that you are breathing, the fact that your heart is beating, the fact that food is digesting in your body and the blood is circulating through your veins and arteries, you also have a chakra focus at any given moment. Now, let's give you some examples as to what type of day you would have depending on your chakra focus. Well, if you're stuck in your root chakra, which is right down smack dab by the sex organs and your butt, then this is going to be a zone of consciousness that is extremely what we call left brain, our very material, mundane level of energy. And frankly, people stuck in their root chakra are going to be focused on things like money and like power and like domination, manipulation, and also sex for the sake of sex. I call it sex without spirit. Whenever I think of things like making love with someone, I try to always attach a spiritual or a loving connotation to it. And that way, not only does it get out of the gutter, but it gets out of my root chakra into my higher chakras, into my stomach and my heart, where compassion and passion and bonding and emotionalism are part and parcel of the function of that act. Whereas some people may be obsessed with sex or obsessed with a need to be held or to be involved lustfully with people. Well, we're talking about a root chakra focus here. A lot of people that have a root chakra focus or that are trapped in their root chakra oftentimes are held down by elements or substances that will create an artificial consciousness where they think they're in a higher focus, but really they're trapped down in a level of addiction where they are susceptible to be hooked onto certain elements in life, like drugs or like alcohol or like sex or like promiscuity. And obviously, if you stay in your root chakra for too long without bringing it any higher, well, then you can create some problems down in that part of your body, which is where we create, frankly, if you don't have a chakra balance, which means if your chakra focus is not able to go up and down the chakras on a regular basis, like once or twice a day. See, to me, this is like a spiritual cleansing, when you can at least spend some time to be in a high vibration in the higher chakras and then go back down to lower and up and back and forth to higher. Some people stay in the lower chakras and they don't pay any attention to their spirit. They don't pay any attention to their soul or any attention to their focus, and they don't allow themselves to be in a higher consciousness state. And this, to me, creates imbalance. It creates disorder and obviously ill health, because it drains the chakra system, it drains the body and the physiological system, which is attached to the chakra system, and therefore it prohibits us from having the type of blissful experience in life that we can truly have. You know, the difference about the Astrology Hour, I think, and other shows, and I'm not flashing my ego here, but I'm like a lot of people in that when I listen to a radio show, I want to hear practical application. You know, I could teach this type of stuff at a seminar and charge y'all 50 or 100 bucks a head, or, you know, $30 for a tape. And once in a while I will teach seminars, but the fact is that at least what we try to do with this show is give you a high quality topic filled with information and practical application so you can attend your seminar every day right here at 12 noon. That's why I'm proud of the high volume of people that record these topics and these shows every day. That's my gift to you, because I feel that people shouldn't have to pay for everything, you know, so at least they can get some information every day from the show, no charge. But anyway, the chakra focus situation continues as we move up to the spleen area, okay, the spleen chakra area, which is just above the root. And obviously, if you're stuck in root chakra focus, then you're in trouble, and your life may have no meaning other than just the basal interests of materialism and possession and obsession and addiction and selfish behavior on this planet. You move into the spleen area, and that now there's a much more stronger focus into what I would call business and money and career and power. The emphasis isn't as much into sex as it is now into control, or whereas you might feel a need to control others. As far as I'm concerned, the spleen chakra can serve two functions. It can lock you up. Now, a lot of people that may have digestive problems in the intestinal area, with the spleen, with the liver, with the pancreas, whatever, a lot of people that may have a constipation problem or, the runs or whatever, any of these intestinal things, whether it's the small or the large intestine, often is because we bottle up these energies where we have these needs and these ridiculous ambitions and obsessions to conquer or to succeed. Or it's you know what it is? The spleen chakra serves a purpose of a person either being into service for humanity and for others, or misusing this Virgo type energy and just taking it and totally manipulating others to gain power. You understand what that means? And the spleen chakra, I think, is one of the more complicated areas to understand, but we go a little bit beyond the root because not only are we obsessed and selfish down in the root chakra focus, perhaps where we're lost, where we're like a conditioned animal, but in the spleen chakra area, in that focus, we know the difference between good and bad, but we misuse this knowledge. It's like having knowledge and having power and lying or cheating or stealing and misusing that energy. And that's why a lot of people that go back and forth between the root and the spleen have problems with crime or with power or with troubles with institutions, the law, taxes, insurance. And therefore, that's why we get a lot of these intestinal problems, because we're not clear in that area. Obviously, if you want to be a pure being and absolve your karma, then it's very important that every chakra area you recognize and focus be an area where there can be a pure focus and a pure passage of understanding your power in that area, but not misusing it. That's how I think we create the karma. Now, as we move up from the spleen area into the stomach chakra, we start to get into a zone which has a lot to do with the self. We actually move into contact with ourself. We've gone from our needs and desires in the root area to understanding our needs and desires and the difference between using our powers or misusing our powers to get our needs and desires in the spleen area. In the stomach area, we meet the self. And now the question is, how is the relationship with the self? These are feelings for self in the stomach. So obviously people with stomach problems, with indigestion, with ulcers and such in the duodenum or in the stomach area around the stomach chakra, possibly do not have the type of relationship with their selves that they could have, where you are at peace and you are at balance with yourself. You love yourself, you embrace yourself for whatever you have, whatever you are. And that has so much to do with, obviously, positive digestion. I think if you have a good digestive tract and a healthy sexual area there, then it says a lot for your motive and your ethics as far as those chakra areas. A lot of us focus back and forth, once again, from our root needs to our spleen needs up to our stomach focus because we worry about ourselves too much. We put ourselves down. We criticize ourselves. We judge ourselves, and hence it creates the tight stomach. And obviously, a lot of people with cancer planets or cancer energy in their charts, you know, the root chakra is more like a Scorpio, Pisces force, and the spleen chakra is more like a Virgo, Gemini area. When we get up to the stomach chakra, we got more of a Libra, Cancer vibration there, see? So that would be feelings for the self. Now we move up to the heart chakra, and the focus here has everything to do with feelings for others, strictly compassion. You wonder why people have heart problems. A guy like Jerry Lewis that has done so much for the world with all of his telethons and end up having the heart attack and the bypass, I think, twice now, and all these people that have had heart problems and such. It's something interesting to understand deep, the metaphysical inclinations and motivations connected with truly how they truly feel for other people. See, if you retain a lot of hate and a lot of anger for anyone, you may be doing a tremendous amount of good for one block of charity, one nation, one segment of the population on the one end. But if you still hold on to anger, fear, and hostility towards others of any kind, then that would create the imbalance in the heart chakra, which is feelings for others. Hence the saying, he's got a good heart. You know, he really cares. He has a loving, caring heart. That's the feelings for other people. Now, when you get up to the heart chakra focus, what happens is your chakras will open, and they will stay open See, like, if your chakras are closed, all your chakras are closed except your root chakra, well, that's when you have a root chakra focus. When you move up your chakras' energy and open them, like through meditation and prayer and practicing the ethic and the manners and the energies necessary to keep the chakras open and clear, like having a loving, caring attitude about sex and love in the root area, by knowing your power and not misusing it on this planet in the spleen area, by truly loving yourself in the stomach area. See, we're opening the chakras one at a time. In the heart area, by caring for people, no matter what. It's like loving your crucifier sometimes. Letting go of the hate, the anger, and the vindictive energies. See? And when you're able to open these lower chakras, and you must open the lower ones first, I'd never recommend people in meditation opening their chakras unless they had supervision concerning it, unless you naturally are talented and gifted in feeling and controlling your chakra areas. I think an advanced crystal meditation and certain people that are gifted, you know, when you get through the lower consciousness areas and you get through that lower spiritual and chakra focus, as you rise up in soul and evolution and awareness, metaphysical awareness, then you can feel those chakras more and you can feel them opening. Then you have more control of the type of being you are. And how to tackle that karma we talk about so much. So, you know, if you've gotten to a point where you've opened the bottom chakra, you've opened the spleen, you've opened the stomach, and you've opened the heart in any given moment during the day, where you actually feel like you're a good person, you're a nice person, and you're sending that energy out, well, then we move into the higher vibration areas. When you get into opening up the throat chakra, we are talking psychic and intuitive energies that will restore unto you a side to your nature that has always been there, that we are starting to talk about entering a realm of power of God experiences. Okay, because when you start to open the throat chakra and then eventually the brow, and if you're really lucky, eventually the crown, then you start plugging into yourself and start understanding the communion between the left and the right brain, the material world, the body and the soul and the spirit, and also the self and God and the relationship you have with God. See, so we start out with lower mundane things, earth. And as we move up through the chakra focus, we start plugging into the spirit, which is truly where we are blissful and wealthy, and the spirit of God which dwells within. Now let's take a look here. This has been a pretty ambitious topic. I resisted this topic incredibly. I resisted this topic, but I decided to take it on and took my pieces of Celestai with me and on the air today and says, I'm going to try and do this topic. So I'm trying to cover as much as I can here. The throat chakra is what rules what I call clairaudience. Clairaudience is a phenomena where finally you can get in touch with parts of the multidimensional self inside of you, which I call the intuitive mind or the dream state, and the cosmic space nomad, which I call the higher self. In other words, the throat chakra clarity, because once you've moved up, if you've paid your dues and worked out your karma and got through your obsessions and your manipulation and your low self-esteem and your feelings for others, and you're enabled to open up the lower four chakras, then the throat chakra will automatically be ready to open. And that is why Celestite focuses on throat chakra consciousness. Did you know that? A lot of you that have that Celestite, in case you feel a tingling in your throat, what we're trying to do is introduce you to your higher self here. And this is an information area. The throat chakra area is such a marvelous area because finally, if you've gotten to a point where you've done your homework and you're into things like meditation and like conscious trancing, and like experimenting with things like channeling the higher self, or at least tasting it, touching it, then information may come through you as long as you're into spiritual protection, love concepts, authentic love vibration protection, the white light of God's love surrounding you and embellishing you and embracing you, and you've overcome your drug and alcohol habits or nicotine and caffeine habits that would negate some of this energy, right? Then you start hearing things in your meditations, in your sleep, when you walk. Not only can this be your archangel guides, that I call them archangels, your spirit guides, because there's a lot of energy out there. You know, some of the things you might hear may be misinterpreted as guides. It could be a discarnate soul in a limbo dimension that would serve as a trickster to try to trick you and encourage you to get into other things. That's why spiritual protection is an area when we talk about chakra investigation that is so utterly important. You always must surround yourself with God's love and God's light and constantly use prayers that have the highest meaning, even those in the Bible, like the 23rd Psalm or the Lord's Prayer. Use them to sanctify the state of consciousness that you're in and to exude a protective force of love and light around you, which is the most powerful energy in this universe and beyond. So, you know, when you get into the clairaudience realm, you may start to hear things from other realms. that come to you. Or you might even hear your higher self talk to you. Some people might think you're crazy, but that's not crazy. That's called psychic. So that's the clairaudience level. Now, when you are able to open up the throat chakra by using celestite or whatever, we move into the brow chakra area, which is the most famous of the chakras, called the third eye. A lot of Eastern civilizations in India and Pakistan, you notice, will paint a crystal or a symbol right on the forehead where the third eye is, which is located right on the pineal gland, which is called the psychic center, or the window to God, the window to the higher self, the higher mind. And we truly come face to face with that higher power, that higher part of ourself, and all the entire realm of sacred knowledge that lies in the soul. The knowledge of metaphysics, the knowledge of evolution of the soul, the knowledge of reincarnation, the knowledge of karma, the sacred ancient truth behind the 12 vibrations of astrology and all the planets in this system lie in that third eye area, in that higher self. Because now we are plugging into an energy bank of knowledge and information that goes beyond the brain. We are plugging into an energy bank of knowledge and information that lies in the Akashic record area, in the soul. And obviously, we are talking about an infinite realm of knowledge, that just beyond this realm, we go into the source of all knowledge, which in the crown chakra area would be God. Now, if you've ever seen pictures of angels or pictures of Jesus or Moses in the Bible, you'll notice that they have an aura, a crown around the top of their heads. If you ever notice, angels have a little ring around their heads. And that's not an accident that that's there, because that has been passed on as the symbol of a person into Godhead consciousness or into crown chakra consciousness, which is very rare. But I do believe, because of the age of Aquarius that we're now moving into, and because of the clarity that is striking this planet, and because of the true meaning and the significance of something like Christmas or the return of Christ, that the Christ consciousness, or the rising up of the chakra focus into the crown chakra, which is the connection to God, which is the affirmation and the substantiation of our true part in the God force, where we come face to face with that part of ourselves, which is messianic in quality, that if you are somewhat able to reach that level of consciousness, and very few people, I have to tell you this, walk around with a chakra focus in the crown. It's not real typical for people to attain that level of consciousness unless they give up or take almost everything on this planet as trivia. And it's almost, eating is not really as important. Food does not even become as important when you're in a crown chakra focus, actually. And I'm not going to pretend to ever claim I've ever been there, because if you ever get to that level, it's, some people can only taste that level momentarily, because the rest of the chakras are always pulling us down to being human and material all the time. The chakra focus goes back down. So coming up to throat chakra level or brow chakra level says a whole heck of a lot, because if you should ever go to the clairvoyance region where the brow chakra is and have communion with the higher self and be able to receive knowledge and information that helps you understand astrology, metaphysics, God concepts, and karma, and then finally you are able to give up everything in this dimension and realm and reach a Godhead type consciousness, a Krishna consciousness, a Christ consciousness that will put you in touch with the oneness and the compassion and the bonding and the unity that you share with not only all people, but all essence in this entire universe on all levels, well, then we know that you've opened all your chakras. And the fact that every human being comes with standard equipment, and all the animals, all the conscious animals and beings come with standard chakra equipment, gives you some idea of what our qualities and possible qualifications and consciousness could be. You can't even put down the animal kingdom, because they have chakra systems too. They have souls too. Maybe I'm not evolved enough to try to interpret the type of chakra systems they have and to understand exactly how high they can move in their chakras. I know whales and dolphins are very, very extremely high, as are elephants, and even dogs and cats have some very evolved chakra systems, of course. But I do know this, that human beings are a breed or an individual species of energy that exists that can taste the truth of what truly we are made up of, this God essence, this power, this spirit, which is blissful, unbelievably, undeniably blissful, and undescribably so. Because they say that once you taste that crown chakra energy, that no longer do you need to be here on earth anymore. You're gone. You're out of here. It's mundane. It's trivial. No longer is the rent or the love life or the relationships or the bank account as important as your relationship to God. And that's what chakra focus is all about. So when you're walking around, when you're sleeping, when you're meditating, when you're going day to day, especially if you recorded this show, try to ask yourself where your focus is for any given moment and see if you can't lift it somehow by changing and altering your quality of life and with behavioral modification. And once again, happy holidays to one and all.